You're listening to Dear Adult Daughter, a podcast for those who want to take better care of themselves in the relationship they have with their mothers. And that's exactly what I'm going to talk about today. Because I realized I was using my own tools against myself and it was having an effect on my health. So I stopped. So basically what's been happening is that for the past couple of years, I've been calling my mother every other Sunday, and I've decided to stop doing that. I'm not cutting ties completely. I'm just simply not calling her that often. And I have told her that and invited her to reach out to me when she has news. And I told her that I would do the same. And I want to share my thinking around this because I know this kind of decision weighs heavily on many adult daughters. So if you're new here, here's a quick history. At the end of 2010, I cut ties with my mother in what I would call a straw that broke the camel's back moment. I was very hurt and I was very angry, and I thought this decision would be forever. And in 2014, we reestablished contact. It was hard and it was awkward, and I've written about it quite a bit. But mostly you can sort of learn about that in my recent book, You Are Not Your Mother, Releasing Generational Trauma and Shame. And on a side note, I also want to say that last fall, I recognized that one of the reasons I reestablished contact with my mother in 2014 was to impress a coaching mentor of mine. And I didn't know that I was doing it at the time, but that's the truth. I don't regret it, but it is important to name. And so since 2014, my mother and I have had several in-person visits because we live about 300 miles apart. And up until 2 years ago, we talked on the phone and emailed sporadically. And the reason we've been talking every 2 weeks for the past couple of years is because in early 2021, she indicated that she wanted to move closer to me sooner rather than later. And I put her in touch with a real estate agent, and it seemed important to me at the time to communicate about it regularly. Now, her plan fell by the wayside rather quickly, but our every 2 weeks calls did not. And after our most recent conversation, I acknowledged to myself how much stress I experience around these calls. And it's not that this particular recent call was bad. It was basically the same as all the others. And I have been dreading them for a while now, because what I recognized is that I had fallen back into a please and appease pattern. And I recognized that this pattern is to abandon myself and my authenticity in favor of a connection to my mother. Now, attachment and authenticity are both equally important, and both are essential for safety and health. But in this relationship, they are at odds with each other. If I'm being honest, I can see how that being in contact with my mother in this way, for the reasons that I was in contact, which I wasn't aware of, it was having an observable impact on my well-being. I was eating more than I want to, I was drinking more than I want to, and I was picking at my skin to the point of needing antibiotics to quell what would have been a serious secondary infection. So, this decision is not like a tit for tat. It's not because I'm annoyed at her or angry at her. It wasn't a straw that broke the camel's back moment, because I'm not angry and I'm not hurt. But I am taking care of myself by making this decision. And for sure, I have learned to manage my mind and emotions in the relationship I have with her. I've unshamed myself. I've learned how to tell a vastly different story about myself in relationship to her. And it has been the most gratifying work of my life, because the pride and self-respect and confidence I've created blows my mind. But I was using the work against myself. And all of that to say that coaching and personal development and self-help and therapy and all of these things that we love to do, right? They are not meant to be used against us. They are not meant to make us tolerate something that we don't want to tolerate, or to persuade you to do something you don't want to do, or to turn you into a quote unquote good daughter, right? This isn't meant to force you to be in contact with your mother more than you want to be, or at all. It should never create shame, and it should never be at your own expense. What it is meant to do is help you make clean decisions based on what you value, not on what others say you should value. It's meant to help establish healthy boundaries and create safety in the relationship that you have with yourself and with her, and most importantly, to like and respect yourself. It's meant to help you be free and to have that be the guiding light in your relationship. Much, much love, Karen.